I think he was very interested in irreconcilable opposites, and that may spread out from this religious dilemma. He talks about, you remember, imagined corners when he writes that poem about the Day of Judgment, that the round earth's imagined corners, though your trumpets angels, it's a round earth, hasn't really got corners, but corners where sort of opposed lines meet is what he is always imagining. And I think that another aspect of that is that he is very keen to notice opposites in himself. I think that the key to his poetry really is instability, contradictory opinions, contradictory attitudes. The songs and sonnets, that collection of love poems, are very strange in that sort of half the time they're poems of devotion, half the time they're poems of rebellion and abuse of women. What is his attitude to women, you ask? And there isn't an answer. He keeps changing. He knows he is very changeable. One of the love elegies is called Change. He knows that he's changeable, has been changeable in religion, is changeable in love. He's a kind of actor. Again, I think that's important, the effect of acting. One of the very few things that we know about him as a young man is he went to the theatre a lot, visited ladies a lot, and went to the theatre a lot. Must have seen Shakespeare. You know, I mean, there are, I think, echoes of Shakespeare in the poetry. One of the holy sonnets, and shall thy father's spirit, Hamlet, thy father's spirit. I think there are echoes, and I think that the idea of writing dramatic poetry as if it was spoken by someone in a play, is very important to him, and it singles him out. No one else wrote poetry like that. So that you get a poem like So-So Break Off This Last Lamenting Kiss, you know, as if someone is speaking just as they draw their mouth away from the woman's mouth. Well, of course he hasn't done that, but that's how you might find it in a play. That's exactly what a player in a play might say. It's a dramatic speech. So that kind of notion of dramatic poetry as if in the playhouse, which also, of course, allows you to take on different roles. You're a different person each time. And the love elegies are like that. Sometimes they are adoring. The one about where he tells his love that she mustn't come and follow him disguised as a page, full of care and tenderness, and the others, which are just abusive and insulting. So I think, yes, he is an actor, changeable, unstable, and that goes back to this interest in how opposites come together in him.